Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A warning that the following item makes reference to self-harm, suicidal ideation and domestic violence may not be suitable for all listeners. As the nation prepares for warm fires and good food and time with loved ones, 16,600 people across Ireland, including over 5,000 children, will spend the festive season in emergency accommodation. Sarah Madden reports on those without a place to call home this Christmas.
Grafton Street is a sight to behold at Christmas.
Busiest time of the year, three kids, mad about Santa, all excited.
With everyone gearing up for the annual festivities.
I love the food, I love the wine, I love people sitting around the table.
Honouring traditions of old.
We've just been for afternoon tea in the Westbury, and now we've just walking up and taking in the lights on Grafton Street, and yeah, just feel getting the Christmas spirit into us.
And remembering past seasons of joy.
I love it, and I remember it from the time I was a kid and getting all the little presents that we got, you know.
We used to get up, I'd say, about 2-3 in the morning, and we'd all rush down to the sitting room and open the presents. So I had 5 siblings, so you were running and racing, like.
But for the people without a home to call their own this year, Christmas feels very different.
But, it's a sad time. Christmas is a sad time for me, yeah. I'll go up and I'll wallow in the bed and I'll cry, and underneath it all, there's a lot of hurt, you know what I mean?
More people will be homeless in Ireland this Christmas than ever before.
So I've been working within a lot of homeless services for a few years, and when I started out working, we were at about 10,000 that were experiencing homelessness. As of recently, we're after topping 16,000, in and around 16,600, which includes 5,000 children. So in the years that I've started working in the services, we can feel the impact.
Dean Marshall is a project worker at DePaul Homeless Hostel on Little Britain Street.
So we'd have bedrooms in here for adults, so they're all adults above the age of 18. Some of them are couples, some of them are singles. We're currently going past, that's one of the toilets there. Mm-hmm. So as you can see in the building, some of these rooms that we're walking past now, they actually have no ceilings. Mm-hmm. And you can see the structure of what was the banana factory. So you'll see a lot of the exposed scaffolding. Mm-hmm. It is an old banana warehouse. It's not fit for purpose, but you can see a lot of love and a lot of light in it.
And you've got some decorations up for Christmas?
Yeah, we do. So we were donated that tree. So it's probably about 8 or 9 feet. I'd say it's a gorgeous pine tree. We have it all decorated and it just gives it a nice homely feel, you know. And then we have the couch and so forth.
I'll bring a trim.
Morning, Mikey.
We would have quite a mixed bag, to say the least, of service users here, and it's fantastic. You have so much diversity. So we have a service user here, they are in their 60s, and their cause of homelessness was due to a tenancy breakup. So if you could imagine, you know, being in your 60s, you think you're settled, you think you're secured, and then for something like this to happen, it'd be extremely traumatising. Mm-hmm. And then on the other end of things, we would have people that might be exiting the aftercare system. And because of the housing difficulties, because of the issues that are presenting, particularly with one beds within the city and the GDA area, they're coming into these services, and these would be quite vulnerable people as it is, and they're coming into a service like this that we always try our best to meet their needs, but unfortunately nothing is going to meet their needs as much as an independent home. Mm. So we would have quite a mixed bag, and the cause and the entry into homelessness can vary, but we'd have quite a lot of people with mental health difficulties. piece, and that really does show through at Christmas time. Unfortunately, it's such a traumatic time of the year. It can really, really open up old wounds. For example, certain songs, certain smells, even the sight of a Christmas tree for some people can be really, really sad. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years I was working in a family hub, one of the largest ones in the country. We had over 360 residents, but the effect that Christmas had on children and on parents, it was absolutely huge. And then the pressure that the parents are under to meet the needs of the children, but also as well, you know, children coming up to myself and my colleagues when I walk there saying, which chimney is Santa going to come down, or there's no chimney in my bedroom, you know, small things like that, that would actually really break a heart. I think the one thing that I've learned over the years is how close all of us are to homelessness. We really are one step away from it, especially when you reflect and you look at landlords exiting the market, you know, the list for social housing, people my age and my colleagues that are in this type of work, supporting people that are experiencing homelessness when we are all so, so close from entering it. Every single one of us, you know.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
Like, actually, one of my big memories of feeling very, very hopeless was lying on a bench in Wolfetown Square, and the church nightclub was right beside, and there were Christmas parties coming out, and everybody was full of the joys. And the ironic thing is, I used to DJ in there back in my time. I was one of the resident DJs. So people were coming out, and I just felt so down, so dirty. So I really it was just a hopeless place. And I just thought, how did I get here?
Nikki Hayes was a radio DJ of 2FM fame before addiction left her homeless and sleeping rough in Dublin city centre.
It's just a feeling of hopelessness. You think nobody loves you, nobody wants you, you're almost in the way of everybody, you're shameful, you're guilty, you feel dirty. It's really hard to kind of explain it, but it's just, you really want, it's almost like you want to crawl back inside your body and you don't want to be there. It's just, you feel like you are an absolute nobody. And, you know, I did that for three and a half months, and two of the months were really, really cold, lashing rain. We had such bad weather. And, you know, just to be there soaking wet and stinking because your feet are, you know, are smelly, and then your clothes are smelly, and you're lucky if you get a shower somewhere. It's just horrific. I mean, it really is. And, you know, you're on your own. That feeling of being hopeless and unwanted and unloved is magnified over Christmas, because everything is focused at the family and being together. And, you know, it's not about what's under the tree, it's who's around the tree. But what if you don't have a tree? You don't have a house to put a tree in. I had nobody, I had nothing, I had no job, no money, no house, no family, no friends. I had no contact with my daughter at all. No contact with her at all. And it's her birthday a week before Christmas. Like, I mean, that just, I've no, like, that literally shattered me. Like, you can see, I'm even getting upset now. It's just, it's the most horrific place to be.
So here we would have a lot of parents who are separated from their children over the Christmas. So as much as they're happy to see the Christmas tree and the Christmas lights, there is that other side of it that causes trauma, the tears.
DePaul project worker Jennifer worked last Christmas Day, and she's rostered again for the most difficult shift of the year.
So Christmas time is always going to present as one of those trauma times. Mm-hmm. It brings up so much for people. So they're separated from their children, separated from their family. Some people might not have any family left. We're always concerned about self-harm and suicidal ideation, but especially Christmas. It's red alert for all staff. To be so, so mindful of our service users and the headspace that they're in and the headspace that they could potentially go into. That's what we're there to try and prevent. So we're just keeping high vigilance now, keeping them on hourly checks, random checks, checking in on them. Just being there for them to provide whatever they need that morning, emotional support-wise.
It's sad. People say to me, are you looking forward to Christmas? I just say, I'm not, no. No.
D
Damien will spend this Christmas at Dublin Simon Community's hostel on Harcourt Street. He's been homeless on and off since running away from an abusive home, age 14.
When you think about a good Christmas memory, what comes to mind?
I hadn't really got a good Christmas because there was always trouble in the house. Like, my dad, the nearest thing to my dad's hand, it hit my mother. Holies, tennis rackets, ashtrays, and she'd have to cook 3 different dinners for him coming home work. He'd go from work to the pub and he'd come back and she'd be crying, saying, "Damien, please stay up till 12 o'clock with me, or 12:30. And she'd hear the gate going. She'd pee herself, yeah? She would. She'd say, "Here he is now." And he'd go into the kitchen. Next while you'd hear, "Psh!" And it all exploded. All these things stay in your head, you know what I mean? But it's a sad time. Christmas is a sad time for me, yeah. Now, I'll stay here for Christmas, but I'll go up and I'll wallow in the bed and I'll cry, and because my head races like mad, you know.
For the nearly 17,000 homeless people this year, just like Damien, there's little doubt as to what's on the top of their Christmas list.
There's nothing like the key to your own door, you know what I mean? If I ever came across money now, I'd probably even, do you know, Barnaby shed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'd put a properly stove in it, and I'd be happy as a pig and sheep. Yeah, and I'd get a dog and a parrot. Mm.
A parrot?
Yeah, an African grey, yeah, because he'd talk.
Yeah, you'd still have someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I'd be smiling like a Cheshire cat, yeah.
After more than 2 years of homelessness, Nikki got a place of her own in September. This will be her first Christmas in a new home.
Well, I have a tree. It's tiny. It's about a foot. But, you know, it's a bit of Christmas. I wake up every morning and I'm so grateful. I mean, I cannot get from the bed to the hallway without counting how grateful I am for everything and how blessed I am, because, two and a month a year ago, I had nothing. And, you know, I have fought tooth and nail. And you can see I'm still so emotional because it's so raw and it's so real. I have my daughter back in my life, which is the most important thing. And I always feel like I'm going to cry when I talk about this, because, like, that's such an important part that I have her for Christmas. So, yeah, I mean, she won't be with me for Santa, but, like, I'll see her. So, yeah. Mm.
And that was Nikki Hayes ending that report by Sarah Madden. DePaul is running their Home for Christmas campaign, helping to build hope and provide the foundations for a real home for those living in emergency homelessness accommodation this Christmas. And you can donate via their website, ie.depaulcharity.org. If you were affected by the topics covered in this item, support is available at the Samaritans on free phone 116 123.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.